Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Vivina and Grace with your 9 a.m. Zlines. In local news, a Tesla battery continues to burn at one of Queensland's large-scale battery storage sites after it caught fire last night. Police were called to Boulder Combe near Rockhampton at 7:45. Authorities say the fire caused hazardous smoke to cover the area and have urged nearby residents to stay indoors with respiratory medications close by. The storage site's owner, Genex Power, says no one was at the site when the fire occurred and are currently working with Tesla to resolve the incident.
Big Gay Day, Brisbane's largest LGBTQIA festival, is making a return this Sunday, October 1st. The celebration will feature drag extravaganzas, DJ sets and music performances, with donations going to the Australian Transgender Support Association and LGBTQ Domestic Violence Awareness Association. BigGayDay.com for more.
In national news, finalists for the National Indigenous Music Awards have been announced today, with 22 First Nations artists shaping up for the ceremony. The night will be hosted by cultural leader and Butchella songman Fred Leone alongside Elaine Crombie, with NITV broadcasting the event on Lakrakia Country at the Darwin Amphitheatre. Finalist Wildfire Men Work from Remote Meningrida says, "Our music tells our story in our language, one of the oldest languages in the world. That language, it will help you connect to where you are standing." The event will air on August 13th.
A report from the Australian Council of Social Service and the University of New South Wales has revealed Australia's wealth gap has continued to grow. The average wealth of Australia's wealthiest has grown four times more than the lowest, with the top 20% worth around $3.2 million. UNSW researcher Professor Carla Treloar says the trend can be reversed through more affordable housing, fairer tax and superannuation.
In international news, the Speaker of Canada's House of Commons has resigned after inviting a man who fought for a former World War II Nazi into Parliament. Canada's Parliament gave 98-year-old Yaroslav Hunka a standing ovation after Speaker Anthony Rota introduced him as a war hero who fought in the 1st Ukrainian Division. Observers pointed out the division was a voluntary unit that was under command of the Nazis. Rota says since there is no one above him in the House, he must step down as the Speaker, taking, quote, full responsibility for his actions.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band.
That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.